Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We bless God for his mercy over our lives. We bless God for giving us another day, privilege to see another beautiful day like this. Wherever you are, beloved, begin to appreciate the Lord. Worship him and lift him up. He's worthy to be adored. He's worthy to be worshipped. There is no one like him. There is no one to be compared with him. Wherever you are, just begin to bless his name. Just begin to worship him. Begin to adore him. Makato karo mosente iboroko sanya kandele boro mosonto ya karabaraba. Langrako zekete kete inde brunsa ya katatende lebro kusunto ya karabonsa. Emprako rakatarasende karega. Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the Lord. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his grace. Aha. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I bless your name for you are there. Lord, I thank you because there's no one like you. Lord, I thank you for protecting me. Lord, I thank you for thanking me. I thank you for protecting me. I thank you for protecting my family. I appreciate the Lord and thank him. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Sing this song and appreciate him with it. And bless his name with it. And worship his name with it. We worship you, Lord. We appreciate you. There is no one like you, Lord. We worship you, we appreciate you. We worship you, Lord. We appreciate you. There is no one like you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored, Jehovah. Oh, we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be thy name. Oh, blessed be thy name. Oh, blessed be thy name of the Lord. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic Midnight Prayer Meeting. This program comes between the hour of 12 o'clock and 1 a.m. This program has been benefiting a lot of people, and I know it's going to benefit you at the same time. I know as you pray this prayer, you are going to have testimony, as people have been having testimony. Father, a lot of testimony has been forwarded to us, and that has made us very glad. We've been so happy seeing God answering prayers. People pray this prayer and God endorses this prayer. We appreciate God for doing these wonders. We appreciate the Lord what we have been doing. People pray this prayer very, very well, and then we've been having results. You're going to have results also in Jesus' name. Beloved, just get ready wherever you are now, because we are going into another section that is very important. Another section that has been a bondage in life of many people. But I know you are going to be delivered today in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the children of Jacob shall possess their possession. I'm trusting the Lord that you will possess your possession today. I'm trusting the Lord that what belongs to you shall be given in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray this prayer, and I want you to pray very, very well. I want you to trust God today that God is going to do wonders in your life. I know that today is the 11th day of the month of September, year 2021, and I believe in God that someone that is hearing me now will receive uncommon breakthrough, uncommon testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. It is time for you to receive your breakthrough today, because the Almighty God will remember you. The finger of heaven shall promote your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. There are prayers I want you to pray. These prayers must be prayed aggressively wherever you are. Just shout it loud. Say, every territorial bondage, release me by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Every territorial bondage, release me by fire. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, strangers of darkness, living with me, die in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness, living with me, they are in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness, living with me, they are in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness, living with me, they are in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want you to stand up wherever you are and place your hand on the wall. place your hand on the wall. Eat that wall 3 times. Eat it 3 times. 1, 2, 3. Aha. Eat it like that. Then you say like this. Say every negative energy hiding in this building. In the name of Jesus, every negative energy hiding in this building. In the name of Jesus, every negative energy hiding in this building. In Jesus' name, pray. Eat it again 3 times. Let's go. Anything programmed into this building to oppress me in the night. In the name of Jesus, anything programmed into this building to oppress me in the night. In the name of Jesus, anything programmed into this building to oppress me in the night. In Jesus' name, pray. This is the third time. We are going to eat it again. Let's go. Every evil spirit living in this compound, get out. In the name of Jesus, every evil spirit living in this compound, get out, 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 get out. In Jesus' name we pray. Now say, fire of the Holy Ghost, visit my apartment. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, visit my apartment. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, visit my apartment. Visit my apartment. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, when I see the blood, I will pass over. Say, I plead the blood of Jesus upon my life, upon my family, upon this apartment. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus upon my life, upon my family, upon this apartment, upon this building. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus upon my life, upon my family, upon this apartment, upon this building. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus upon my life, upon my family, upon this apartment, upon this building. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus upon my life, upon my apartment, upon this building, upon my family. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every divination working against my star, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every divination working against my star, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every divination working against my star, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now you say this one. Every witchcraft activity in my environment, say in this environment now, every witchcraft activity in this environment, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft activity in this environment, scatter my fire in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft activity in this environment, scatter, scatter, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Say, coven of witchcraft in this compound, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Coven of witchcraft in this compound, cast fire. Reaper lekara. Coven of witchcraft in this compound, cast fire in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Yesterday I started a series on how you can receive total freedom from evil donation. And I titled that series, The Mystery of Evil Donation. The Mystery of Evil Donation. And I said, we read 1 Samuel chapter 11, chapter 1 verse 11, where Anna, made a vow concerning, made a vow to the Lord with reference to if God could give her a child. We could see that, in verse 22, as soon as the child was weaned, she took the child back to God with a gift, and she told the man of God that this child is the one I asked from the Lord. So verse 28 of that 1 Samuel chapter 1, he said, therefore also I lent him to the Lord, I donate him to the Lord, I dedicate him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall lend to the Lord, that he shall be a property to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. So we can see that Samuel has been submitted to the Lord as a property to the Lord, as long as he lives. So the only thing that can take Samuel out of the hand of God is if he's dead. So you can now imagine if your mother or your father had also donated you to Marine Power, donated you to Family Idol, donated you into a coven, you know, it means that as long as that fellow lives, if that donation is for a long, is for a life, you know, a lifetime, you know, it means that as long as that fellow lives, he will be under, or she will be under the control of the Marine Power, of the Coven Power, or of whatever power you can, that he or she might have been dedicated to. That is, as long as she lives, she will be under the control of that power. She will be under the dictate of that power. She will be under the mercy of that power. If the power says you are not married to anyone, you are married to Ross, she can't marry to anyone, irrespective of what she has done, irrespective of what she will be doing, irrespective of her effort, because she has been dedicated. The other thing you are seeing, like evil marriage, like spirit husband, is as a result of the dedication right in the root. It is that particular dedication or donation that strengthens spirit husband to come. You know, these are some of the areas that have become very thick in the area of deliverance. Many people pray against this spirit husband, against this, against that, but they notice that the more they pray, the more aggressive is the spirit husband, the more aggressive is the battle. It's showing you that there is another thing that is anchoring, that is sustaining, that is reinforcing and strengthening that battle. And major area that can strengthen a battle like that is if there is a donation to evil spirit, because it's an outright say, it's an outright handling over to a particular force, and that force begins to take control of that very particular person from that day. Many people may not know they've been donated anyway, because their parents may not have told them, their grandparents may not have told them, but we have some major signs that reveal to us that there is the hand of evil donation is in that life, you know, and that is what we are considering now for us to understand what we are talking about. The first thing is that there will be constant sex. You know, constant sex is a terrible thing. Constant sex is a pollution, is a defilement, is a sex with the spirit man of somebody, and it's a very terrible thing. And number two is constant eating in the dream is a poison, is a pollution also. It's a terrible thing. So number three is total stagnancy. He tries as much as possible, but he could not move forward. It's because he has been dedicated. Number four is inability to get married. After he prayed, she fasted, she tried. They tried to join them together. She sent her name on Facebook. She sent her name on everywhere. She even tried to put herself on a man, but it's not possible because she has been dedicated. She has been donated. And when you are donated to a particular power, it is that power that can release you. That power does not release you. You will not be free, except you can pray aggressively to break every covenant that link you with that evil donation and detach yourself using the blood of Jesus Christ. You must know that. Number five is inability to conceive, despite all efforts, despite the effort of IVF, despite the effort of this and that, still find it very hard to conceive because the power of donation is the one that is raging. You need to dismantle that donation. Remember very well that the Bible says that Samson has been donated to the Lord even before he was born. He has become a Nazarite. So you need to understand what we are talking about. We are talking about something very, very deep. Something very, very deep. Number six is see yourself in a strange meeting of people in the night, in the dream. Just find yourself with some strange people. You don't know who they are. You don't know, but you find yourself in their midst. Sometimes you are serving food, they are serving you. Sometimes you are meeting, you are working together. It means that you have been dedicated to that group. See yourself inside the water constantly. It means that you have been dedicated to the water. See yourself back at the shrine, and it's becoming a constant one. It means you have been dedicated to the shrine. And sometimes when you notice a dark personality always by your side, it means that you have been dedicated. You need to pray some prayers. Prayers, is one of the suitable weapons that you can use to break the evil donation. I pray for you right now that the Lord will deliver you completely. Deliver me completely from evil donation in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to get yourself ready right now. We are going to pray, but before then, I want to pray on your oil. Heavenly Father, we present this oil before you. Transform this oil to become your oil. Transform this water to be anointed. Let the power that break the yoke of witchcraft and power that break the yoke of darkness enter into this oil and this water. The anointing that cannot be confronted enter into this oil and this water. At the application of this oil and this water, there shall be mighty deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now note these seven prayers we are going to pray. They are prayer against evil donation. You are going to pray very well. Say every hidden covenant with any dark group holding my life in bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant with any dark association holding my life in bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Every dark covenant, every hidden covenant with any dark association holding my life in bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant with any dark association holding my life in bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant with any dark association holding my life in bondage, break in Jesus' name we pray. Any power that my parents had donated me over to, in the name of Jesus, any power that my parents have donated me over to, in Jesus' name we pray. Say evil donation speaking against my destiny, be silent forever in the name of Jesus. Evil donation speaking against my destiny, be silent forever, be silent forever, be silent forever in Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and drink it now and say this one very well. Say, blood of Jesus, purge my blood and deliver me from pollution in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, purge my blood and deliver me from pollution in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, purge my blood and deliver me from pollution in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your head now and say this one loud and clear. I fire back every arrow of tragedy, fire against my destiny. I fire back every arrow of tragedy, fire against my destiny in the name of Jesus. I fire back, I fire back, I fire back, I fire back in Jesus' name. Anoint your chest, lay your hand there. Say, arrow of untimely death hiding in my body, come out, go back to the center in the name of Jesus. Arrow of untimely death hiding in my body, come out, go back, go back, go back in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your belly button. And note this three prayer we are going to pray. Aha. Say, power of evil donation, lose your hold over my life in the name of Jesus. Power of evil donation, lose your hold, 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 lose your hold in Jesus' name. Say, blood of Jesus, buy me back from the power of captivity in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, buy me back from the power of captivity in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, buy me back from the power of captivity in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, buy me back from the power of captivity in Jesus' name we pray. Say, strange bondage in my foundation that is holding me on one spot, break in the name of Jesus. Strange bondage in my foundation that is holding me on one spot, break, 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 break in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Anoint your hand and say, my hands be delivered from captivity of darkness. My hands be delivered from captivity of darkness. You, my hand, I command you be delivered in Jesus' name we pray. Raise your prayer request. I sanctify this prayer request. I decree answer on this prayer request. Everyone shall endorse it and there will be testimony in Jesus' name. I really appreciate what God has done, because a lot, some people have called, sent us to us that even their prayer request, the one they normally lift up every time, God has been answering this request. And I'm trusting God that what we have written in this request again shall be fully answered in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into your life that no more stagnancy in your life, no more failure in your life. Every yoke of stagnancy is broken. I speak to your destiny now to move forward. I prophesy to your destiny to be decorated with favor and power in the name of Jesus. I decree that within 7 days, the Almighty God will announce you all over the world. The power of God will promote you. The breakthrough you are waiting for shall be given unto you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. In case you want to pass an information to us, you can do that. Send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. Aha. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Medical Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Medical Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. Yes, I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you so much.